This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump calls the charges against him
fake and fabricated charges.
He pleaded not guilty in a federal courtroom in Miami to keeping classified documents. The AP's Sagar Magani.
After scowling in a Miami courtroom as his lawyer entered a not guilty plea.
Thank you, everybody.
Trump was back on the trail with supporters in the city's Little Havana neighborhood serenading him.
This day will go down in infamy.
And then at his New Jersey golf club, telling backers it's an evil and heinous attempt at ending American democracy.
The seal is broken by what they've done. They should never have done this.
In a roughly half-hour speech, Trump stuck to his playbook of falsehoods and rhetoric, while again vowing to go after President Biden and his family if elected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights have won the Stanley Cup with last night's victory over the Florida Panthers 9-3. Higher interest rates mean you pay more for mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards, among other things. But now, says the AP's Donna Warder,
the Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates alone as it wraps up its latest meeting. It would be the first time in 15 months that policymakers not raise interest rates. Banks have been slowing their lending and demand for loans has fallen as interest rates have risen. Donna Warder, Washington.
To Ukraine now, where Russian forces fired missiles at the city of Odessa overnight. Shelling destroyed homes in the eastern Donetsk region. At least 6 people have died in the latest strikes. Authorities worldwide are racing to rein in artificial intelligence. In the European Union, groundbreaking legislation is set to pass a key hurdle today. Lawmakers will vote on a proposal that includes controversial amendments on facial recognition. That's overseas today. This is AP News. Be careful with those checks you write.
Check fraud is back in a big way. The reason? A rise in organized crime. Check fraud cases nearly doubled. Banks issued roughly 680,000 reports of check fraud to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network last year. Early in the pandemic, government relief checks became an attractive target for criminals. The problem only got worse, and people are being warned to avoid mailing checks if possible or use a secure mail drop, such as inside the post office. As cases of check fraud increase, victims are waiting longer to recover their stolen money. Fewer people are using checks, preferring more to pay with a credit card or a debit card, but checks are still frequently used by small businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
Top officials in Poland say they will ramp up their campaign to get massive World War II reparations from Germany. Poland last year formally demanded compensation of $1.3 trillion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.